由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，好高兴再一次咧，系能够喺空中同你相会。
We are delighted to be able to bring you the series of messages from the Epistle of James.
我哋好高兴能够喺呢度咧，同你分享雅各书呢个系列嘅信息。
And we have been looking at the different steps for growing up in the Christian life.
喺前几集嘅信息里边，我哋一路都喺度讲基督徒生命成长嘅几个步骤。
And today we see in James chapter 4, he points out to us to another sign of a growing Christian, and that is that we are engaged in a battle of epic proportions.
在今天的节目里面，我们要来查考雅各书的第四章，这里提到在基督徒成长的过程里面要面对一场很大的战役。
This is a war on three fronts.
在这场的战役里面，我们要面对三大的仇敌。
These are the world, the flesh, and the devil.
这三大的仇敌就是世界、肉体和魔鬼了。
The Christian life is a warfare. It is a fight all the way home.
基督徒的一生就是一场的战争。在这场的战争里面，它是一路打一路打，一直持续到我们见主面的那一天的。
Satan will do all in his power to employ any means that he can to prevent you from growing spiritually.
魔鬼撒旦是会竭尽全力去阻止你的灵命成长的。
Satan will appeal to our flesh and he will use the world.
魔鬼撒旦会利用世俗来去诱惑我们的肉体。
The big three, the world, the flesh, and the devil, feed on one another in a constant effort to keep you as a spiritual infant.
刚才所讲的这三大的仇敌，世界、肉体和撒旦，是会互相勾结，不断地去攻击你，使你的灵命是没有办法成长的。
Enemy number one is our passion.
第一个的仇敌就是我们肉体的私欲了。
Let's read together James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
我们一起来看看雅各书第四章第一至到第三节，是雅各书的四章一至三节，请听我读出。你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们百体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着？你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴争战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
Our passions are often referred to as the flesh or the old nature.
我们的私欲通常指的是肉体或者是我们的老我。
Simply put, it is the inclination or the capacity to sin which is still with us even after being born again.
简单来讲，就是在我们重生得救之后，仍然存留在我们里面的犯罪的倾向。
It is what we have inherited from our first parents, Adam and Eve.
这一种的犯罪的倾向，是从我们的祖先亚当夏娃那里流传下来给我们的。
Before Christ, you have sedated your conscience or rationalized your sinful actions.
认识基督之前，我们麻醉我们自己的良心，又为我们所犯的罪去找理由，去找藉口。
But after Christ and the new nature, you have to get the old one under control by the power of God's Holy Spirit.
但是当我们重生得救之后，就要让我们的老我是伏在神圣灵的管理之下了。
Every time you let the old nature's selfishness and self-centeredness out of the cage, you get into turmoil.
每当我们是放纵老我的私欲，我们的生活就会是陷在混乱里面了。
James said, "You murder and you covet."
雅各话：你们贪恋，你们杀害嫉妒。
And James here is obviously recalling the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 that you can murder with your tongue.
好显然，雅各喺呢度咧系谂起主耶稣喺马太福音五章嗰度所讲，用舌头咧系可以杀人嘅。
Murder with your tongue can be just as devastating as murdering with a gun.
用舌头去杀人同攞枪去杀人系同样咁残忍嘅。
Listen, friends, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细去听我跟住要讲的。
When your covetousness gets out of control, you can break every one of the other 9 commandments.
当你呢是起了贪欲的心的时候，你就很容易呢是会犯了十诫里面另外那九条的诫命了。
When you covet someone's possessions or someone's position,or someone's authority, vindictiveness becomes your way of life.
当你是去贪图人家的财产、人家的地位、权利等等的时候，你就会去很习惯性地去仇视其他人了。
And if there is a war on the inside, sooner or later, there's going to be a war on the outside.
假如你的内心是不断有争战的话，那迟早呢，你是会表现出来的。
People who are at war with themselves because of selfish desires are always unhappy people.
呢啲因为私欲而引起内心挣扎嘅人，佢哋系永远唔会快乐嘅。
They are never thankful for the blessings they have received.
佢哋永远都唔会为咗佢哋所得到嘅福气、所得到嘅恩典去感恩。
But they always complain about the blessings that they don't have.
他们一直都为了得不到的福气而去怨天尤人。
But not only will you be led to wrong actions, but selfish desires will also lead you to pray the wrong prayer.
而且呢，私欲不单止令到你是做错事，还会呢，是导致你去妄求的。
Because you are praying with the wrong motive.
因为你是带着错误的动机来去祈求。
Next, there is enemy number 2.
跟住落嚟，我哋嚟睇睇第二号嘅敌人啦。
Verses 4 to 6.
大家可以睇睇雅各书嘅四章四至六节。雅各书四章四至六节，请听我读出：你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。你们想经上所说是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
It is the world.
这个第二号的敌人就是世界了。
By the world, the scripture does not mean the great outdoors or the love of nature or the love of life itself.
圣经这里所指的世界并不是指爱护生命、爱护大自然这个户外的世界。
The root cause of every war, whether it is internal or external, is rebellion against God.
每一场战争的起因，不理它是心理里面的还是外在的，都 是来自对神的反叛。
It began in the garden with Adam and Eve and it continues today.
这一种的光景呢，是从亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候就开始，一直呢是持续到今日的。
But you say, well, how can a believer declare war against God?
可能你会说，信徒又怎可能向神宣战呢？
James said, by loving the world.
雅各说，当你爱世界的时候，你就是向神宣战了。
By being friendly with God's enemies.
当你对神的敌人表示友好的时候，你亦都是向神宣战。
By fraternizing with any system or organization that deny God and his power and the power of his word.
当你同嗰啲否认神同埋神话语权威嘅制度或者组织结盟嘅时候，你就系向神宣战啦。
Friendship with the world can be very subtle, and it can happen very gradually.
同世界做朋友，时时咧都系喺不知不觉里边去逐渐形成嘅。
First, you say, "Well, I'll go there and be a witness."
一开始嘅时候，你会话我要去传福音。
And then you say, "Well, I'll get more involved so I can be a better witness."
跟住你就会话，不如我再投入啲喺世界里边，咁我就可以更加容易去做见证啦。
And before long, instead of you witnessing to them, they will influence you.
但系冇几耐，你唔单止做唔到见证，反而咧系被世界同化啦。
And James compares friendship with God's enemies as a form of adultery.
所以同神嘅敌人系做朋友，雅各就叫呢一种系一种嘅犯奸淫啦。
Because believers are figuratively speaking married to Christ, they ought to be faithful to Him and Him alone.
因为基督徒系被比喻为基督嘅新娘，所以咧一定系要对基督专一同埋贞洁嘅。
The early Christians who received the letter of James understood exactly what he was talking about in calling them adulterers.
早期教会嗰啲收到雅各书信嘅基督徒都清楚明白雅各所讲嘅奸淫系乜嘢意思。
Because the prophets Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Hosea used that same figure of speech to rebuke Judah for its sin of compromise.
因为先知以西结、耶利米同埋何西亚都曾经用同样嘅讲法嚟去责备嗰啲同罪妥协嘅犹太人。
Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 4:10 that Demas, who once was a companion of Paul in his missionary journeys, has now succumbed to the lure of the world and deserted Paul.
保罗喺提摩太后书四章十节嗰度话俾我哋听，同保罗一齐系宣教嘅伙伴嘅嗰位嘅底马，就系因为贪爱世界而离弃咗保罗嘅。
How many Demases are there in the Christian church who do not give any glory to God?
喺今日嘅教会里边，有几多好似底马一样嘅信徒系羞辱咗神嘅名啊？
When this world becomes your vision, you will befriend it.
当你梦想得到这个世界的时候，你就会同世界为友了。
You will love it.
你就会好喜欢这个世界。
And you will be part and parcel of it.
你就会成为世界其中的一份子。
Those who are friends of the world system are always out for self, and they will pray the wrong prayer.
那些同世界为友的人，往往都是自私自利的。而且他们往往都是有很多的奢求妄求。
The consequences of self-centeredness is conflict and frustration.
到头来自私自利只是会带给他们内心的挣扎和折磨而已。
In verses 6 and 7 of James 4, we read that enemy number 3 is the devil.
雅各书四章六至七节嗰度话，我哋嘅第三大嘅仇敌就系魔鬼啦。请听我读出雅各书四章六至到七节咧，嗰度话，但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。故此你们要信服神。务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
The world is in conflict with the Father.
这个世界是同父神为敌的。
The flesh fights against the Holy Spirit.
肉体是同圣灵为敌的。
And the devil opposes the Son of God.
而魔鬼亦都是同神的儿子为敌的。
Pride is Satan's great sin.And it is one of his chief weapons in his warfare against the saints and the Savior.
骄傲是魔鬼撒旦最大的罪，亦都是他对付救主耶稣基督和圣徒最主要的武器。
God wants us to be humble, but Satan wants us to be proud.
神希望我哋谦卑，但系撒旦就要我哋骄傲。
Satan promised Eve in the garden, "You shall be as God," and Eve believed him.
撒旦喺伊甸园嗰度系答应夏娃讲，你要好似神一样，而夏娃就好轻易咁相信咗佢啦。
Let me give you an example.
让我再举多一个例子啊。
Despite of the fact that Jesus warned Peter, Peter still pulled his sword in Gethsemane and wanted to accomplish God's will his way.
在客西马尼园，即使耶稣警告过彼得，但彼得都仲系攞出佢嘅刀出嚟，想用自己嘅方法去完成神嘅使命。
In this passage, James warns Christians against falling prey to Satan's temptation of trying to accomplish God's work without paying the price of obeying God's will.
在这段经文里面，雅各提醒所有的信徒不要违背神的旨意，却是用了自己的方法去做神的工作，以致是跌入了撒旦所设的网络里面。
These are the three enemies that are conspiring all the time to turn us away from God: the world, the flesh, and the devil.
这三大的仇敌，世界、肉体和魔鬼，是总是呢会彼此勾结来去引诱我们悖逆神的。
According to Ephesians 2:1-3, these enemies are left over from the old life of sin.
根据以弗所书2:1-3，这些仇敌就是老我罪恶的生命所留下来的残渣。
Christ had delivered us from them, but they still attack us.
基督已经将我们从老我里面拯救出来了，但是这些老我仍然是会时常攻击我们的。
Some of you may be asking by now, how can we overcome these three?
或者有些朋友会问，我们怎样才能够胜过这三大的仇敌呢？
How can we be friends of God and enemies of the world, the flesh and the devil?
我们怎样才能够与神为友，并且抵挡世界、肉体和魔鬼呢？
James gives us three keys to enjoy peace instead of war.
雅各为我们指出了三个的秘诀，让我们能够得享平安，不再斗争的。
First,
第一个的秘诀就是
In verse 7 he said, submit to God.
在4:7那里他说，你们要信服神。
Now submission is not very popular perhaps.
在现今的世代，信服已经是不合潮流，不受欢迎的了。
We live in an age that has been described as unparalleled self-pleasing.
我们生活在一个史无前例追求自我满足的时代里面。
The Greek word that James uses is borrowed from the military term, which means get into your proper rank.
雅各在这里借用了希腊语里面的军事术语，意思就是恢复翻你正确的军阶。
When a private or a sergeant begins to act like a general, the army is in deep trouble.
如果一个小兵或者一个士官是冒充将军的话，那部队就会出现问题了。
Unconditional submission is the key to victory.
绝对的服从是打胜仗的关键。
God has placed leadership in the church.
神在教会里面设立领导。
It is never perfect leadership.
这个世界上是没有完美的领导的。
You may not agree with that leadership.
或者你不同意领导的方式。
But God placed that leadership for you to submit to it.
但是神要你信服你的领导。
And submission to that leadership is a key to victory and blessing.
而信服领导是取得胜利和蒙福的保证。
If you think leadership in the church is wicked or evil, then leave that leadership and go and find godly leadership to which you can submit.
假如你发现某间教会的领导是心术不正的话，那就应该离开那里，寻找另一位属于神的领导，并且信服他。
Spiritually, it works the same way.
在灵性方面亦都是同样的道理的。
If you want to have victory over the flesh and the old nature, submit all areas of life to God.
如果你想战胜肉体和老我，那就要完全信服神了。
The way to resist the devil is by your submission to God.
抵抗魔鬼的方法就是完全信服神。
The way to overcome the world and to become the enemy, not the friend of the world, is by submitting to God.
抵挡世界并且胜过世界的方法亦都是完全信服神。
After Bathsheba, David was at war with God.
当大卫发生了拔士巴事件之后，他对抗神。
Later on, you can read Psalm 32 and Psalm 51 to discover the high price David paid for being at war with God.
如果你读诗篇32篇和51篇，你会发现大卫因为对抗神而付上了昂贵的代价。
When David finally submitted to God, David experienced peace and joy.
当大卫最终向神信服的时候，他才经历到平安和喜乐。
The second key to victory and the inner peace is found in verse 8.
而在第八节，即是雅各书四章八节那里讲到，取得胜利的第二个秘诀就是
draw near to God.
是亲近神。
How do you draw near to God?
怎样才能够亲近神呢？
First, by confessing our sins and asking for his cleansing.
首先是要向神认罪，并且求主去洗净我们的罪。
Without a question, the one thing that hinders us from drawing near to God is sin.
毫无疑问，拦阻我们亲近神的障碍就是罪了。
Generally speaking, we do not want to hear the prompting of the Holy Spirit and the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
通常来讲，我们是不愿意听从圣灵的提醒和感动的声音的。
By drawing near to God, James does not mean going to church or Bible study.
雅各所讲的亲近神并不是指去教会或者是参加查经班。
By drawing near to God, James means an intimacy with God.
雅各所讲的亲近神乃是指和神的关系更加亲密。
It is when you know that he is hearing you and you are hearing him.
亦即是说你能够听见主的声音，而他亦都能够听见你。
The third key to victory is humbling yourself before God.
得胜的第三个的秘诀就是在神面前谦卑你自己。
Did you know that it is possible to outwardly submit to God but not inwardly?
你知不知道，有些人只是在表面信服神，但是内心却是不信服的。
How do you inwardly submit to God?
你怎样能够从心里信服神呢？
By humbling yourself, by lamenting and experiencing sorrow over sin.
就是谦卑下来，为自己的罪受苦、悲哀和哭泣了。
By experiencing sensitivity to the burden of sin.
你要对罪有敏锐的感觉。
By realizing how sin grieves the heart of our Heavenly Father when we persist in it.
并且认识到当我们留恋在罪恶里面，天父是几咁忧伤。
Jesus said, Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
主耶稣说，哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
A broken and contrite heart, God will not despise.
忧伤痛悔的心，神是一定不会轻看的。
There is nothing more that God despises than haughtiness and arrogance.
神最轻视的就是骄傲自大。
Whether it is haughtiness of position,
无论这个的骄傲自大是来自你的地位
or family,
定是来自你的家庭背景
Or religious affiliation,
定是来自你的宗教立场
Or whatever it may be,
定或是有其他的原因
The final caution James gives us in verses 11 and 12 is vitally important.
雅各在雅各书的四章十一至到十二节那里所给我们的警告是非常之重要的，或者让我读一读雅各书的四章十一至到十二节，那里说，弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评，人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄， 就是批评律法、论断律法。你若论断律法，就不是遵行律法，乃是判断人的。设立律法和判断人的只有一位，就是那能救人也能灭人的。你是谁，竟敢论断别人呢？
Please listen carefully.
请仔细听我跟住要讲的。
The one thing that will stunt your Christian growth is a critical spirit.
阻碍你灵命成长的一个重要的原因就是批评论断。
He said, stop speaking evil of one another.
雅各说不可彼此批评。
Criticizing someone else is a subtle form of self-exhortation.
批评其他人往往呢就是要去抬高自己的。
We criticize to make ourselves look better.
我们很喜欢去批评其他人，为了要显出自己是比人家强。
Critical people are not humble people.
喜欢批评的人绝对不是谦卑的人。
James is saying that when we criticize, we are saying that God is not the judge, but we are.
雅各的意思是，当我们论断人的时候，就等于自己坐在神的位置来去审判其他人了。
Someone may be asking, what does this final warning against the critical spirit and criticism have to do with the big three?
可能有些人会问，雅各对于那些好批评的人的警告同佢所讲嘅三大仇敌有啲咩关系呢？
Please listen carefully. It has everything to do with it.
请留心听，呢、这个咧系好有关系嘅。
When we are critical of each other, especially among Christians, we are losing the battle against the big three.
当我哋彼此批评嘅时候，特别系信徒之间互相论断嘅时候，我哋就会喺同三大仇敌嘅战争里边失败落嚟啦。
When we are critical of one another, we forget who the enemy is.
当我们彼此批评论断的时候，我们就会忘记了真正的敌人究竟是谁。
Being busy criticizing others means that we are losing the battle on all fronts.
由于我们是彼此批评，忙着这样是互相指责，所以呢，我们会在我们的战场每一个的不同的前线上面呢，都会失陷了。
Let me give you an example.
让我是举一个例子。
Imagine an army being busy fighting each other instead of fighting their enemy.
如果一队的部队是在里面的军人互相自己打自己人，而不去打敌人的话，
They most likely will lose the battle.
那他们呢，一定是会打败仗的。
Stop criticizing brothers and sisters in Christ if you want to win the spiritual battle.
如果你想打赢属灵的战争，就要停止弟兄姊妹之间彼此的批评和论断了。
It is my prayer that this would be the standard by which you live.
愿意呢，你能够以这个是作为你生活的准则。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。在最后呢，再跟大家总结一下今日的重点，就是我们所面对的三大仇敌是世界、肉体和魔鬼，而我们得胜的三大秘诀呢，就是信服神、亲近神和在神面前谦卑自己。我们下次节目时间再见。